Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to ATA Inc. Fiscal Year 2017 First Quarter Financial Results Conference Call. My name is Sandra, and I'm your operator today. At this time, all participants are on a listen-only mode. We will conduct a question-and-answer session towards the end of the conference. If at any time you require assistance, please key star, then zero on your telephone, and a coordinator will be happy to assist you. As a reminder, this call is being recorded for replay purposes, and I'd now like to hand the call over to Catherine Yao of The Equity Group. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Sandra, and good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us. Copies of the press release announcing ATA's fiscal 2017 first quarter results are available at IR section of company's website at www.atai.net.cn. As part of this conference call, the company has an accompanying slide presentation available on the company's website. You're also welcome to contact our office at 212-836-9600, and we'll be happy to send you a copy. In addition, a replay of this broadcast will be made available at ATA's website for the next 90 days. Before we get started, I would like to remind everyone that this conference call and any accompanying information discussed herein contains certain forward-looking statements within the meaning of the Safe Harbor provision of the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Although the company believes that the expectations reflected in its forward-looking statements are reasonable as of today, those statements are subject to risks and uncertainties and will cause the actual results to differ dramatically from those projected. There can be no assurance that those expectations will proven to be correct. Information about the risks associated with investing in ATA is included in its filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission, which we encourage you to review before making any investment decision. The company does not assume any obligation to update any forward-looking statements as a result of new information, future events, change in market condition, or otherwise, except as required by law. Regarding the disclaimer language, I would also like to refer you to slide number two of the conference call presentation for further information. All U.S. dollar amounts in this conference call relating to financial results for the company's most recent quarter ended June 30, 2016, are converted from RMB using an exchange rate of 6.6459 RMB to one U.S. dollar. The new buying rate as of June 30, 2016. All historical conversions are accurate as of the time reported, unless otherwise noted. The company reported its financial results under U.S. GAAP in RMB, and all percentages calculated in the presentation are based on RMB, unless otherwise noted. For those of you following along with the accompanying PowerPoint presentation, there is an overview of the company on slide number three. The company's Interim CFO, Ms. Shirley Jiang, will provide an overview of operational and financial highlights for first quarter 2017. Beginning with slide number four, the company's Chairman and CEO, Mr. Kevin Ma, will then discuss ATA's outlook and growth strategy for fiscal 2017 before opening the floor for questions. With that, I will turn the call over to ATA's Interim CFO, Ms. Shirley Jiang. Please go ahead, Shirley.
Thank you, Catherine, and welcome everyone. Today, I will provide an overview of our operating and financial highlights, and then briefly provide an update on our outlook for fiscal year 2017. I will begin on slide five, which lists some of our operating highlights for the first quarter. The first quarter was an excellent one for ATA, as we exceeded our previously announced guidance range for quarterly revenue and continued pushing forward on new business development efforts that we believe will have a lasting impact throughout fiscal year 2017. In yesterday's press release, we announced that ATA was recently selected by the China National Tourism Administration to be the service provider for the National Tour Guide Qualification Exam, which we expect to deliver in November 2016. In June, the company was also chosen by four well-known Chinese universities including Northwestern University and Zhongnan University of Economics and Law, to deliver exams and or to develop certain exam content for them. During first quarter 2017, ATA successfully delivered a new exam titled the Qualification Exam for Housing and Urban Rural Construction Field Professionals for Sichuan Province and the Ningxia Autonomous Region. We worked closely with test sponsors to convert this exam from its original paper-based format to ATA's technology-based platform, and look forward to continuing this relationship in the quarters to come. Overall, ATA delivered approximately 2.6 million billable exams during first quarter 2017, compared to 2.5 million billable exams in first quarter 2016. Exam volumes for the period were relatively flat, despite of the loss of the Security Association of China exam for calendar year 2016 to 2017, which was mostly offset by volumes from new exams such as the Fund Practitioner's Certification exam. We have been working closely with the Asset Management Association of China, we call it AMAC, which represents China's mutual fund industry, over the past few quarters to ensure the smooth administration and the delivery of this fund certification exam. It has been a productive relationship for both parties thus far, and we look forward to growing this partnership with AMAC in the years to come. Moving on to slide 6, which lists our financial highlights for first quarter 2017. ATA reported net revenues of RMB 96.8 million for the period, which beat our guidance range of RMB 87 billion to RMB 92 million and compares to net revenues of RMB 97.5 million in the prior year period. Gross margin for first quarter 2017 was 49.6% compared to 55.5% in the prior year period. The decrease was primarily due to a change in revenue mix and increased expenses related to additional operations staffing. We reported net income of RMB 4.1 million in first quarter 2017, which compared to RMB 6.1 million in the prior year period. Our bottom line was impacted by increased losses incurred by the company's joint venture and associated companies focused on the education and recruitment markets. Following a strong fiscal first quarter, the company is reiterating its previously announced net revenues and non-GAAP net income guidance range for fiscal year 2017, which I will discuss in further detail later on this call. On the next slide, we break out revenues for first quarter 2017 by our businesses, which can be divided into two areas, testing services and online education services. Testing services accounted for about 92.5% of revenues in first quarter 2017. On slide 8, we provide a breakdown of the company's financial results for first quarter 2017, as this information has been fully detailed in our earnings release. I won't repeat the numbers here, but am happy to take any questions on this information during Q&A. Moving to slide 9, we provide a supplemental chart of quarterly numbers adjusted for share-based compensation expense and foreign currency exchange gains or losses. Excluding these items, adjusted net income for first quarter 2017 was RMB 5.2 million or US dollar 0.8 million, compared to RMB 10 million in the prior year period. Diluted earnings per ADS during first quarter 2017 on a non-GAAP basis were RMB 0.22 compared to RMB 0.44 in the prior year period. We continue to be supported by free cash flow and a solid balance sheet, which we've highlighted on slide 10. As of June 30, 2016, we had about US$18 million in cash and cash equivalents. Some of you may have noticed that the decrease in cash and cash equivalents from about RMB 248 million as of March 31, 2016, to RMB 119.5 million as of June 30, 2016. This decrease was primarily due to the increase in long-term investments in related to ATA's recent strategic investments in a number of online education companies, which Kevin will expand upon in a moment, and an RMB 30 million cash reserve set aside as a domestic guarantee in China that allows the company to obtain an overseas loan for general working capital purposes in its international business. This cash reserve is for securing an overseas credit line with US$4 million. After June 30, 2016, we have withdrawn US$500,000 from the total credit pool. As shown on slide 11, we expect second quarter 2017 net revenues will be in the range of RMB 58 million to RMB 68 million. As previously announced, we expect fiscal year 2017 net revenues to be between RMB 420 million and RMB 440 million, and non-GAAP net income guidance to be between RMB 27 million and RMB 37 million, which takes into account the operating results of its joint venture and associated companies focused on the education and recruitment markets, all of which are at an early stage of business development. The company is exploring growth opportunities in the K-12 education assessment and recruitment sectors during fiscal year 2017 and plans to invest between RMB 20 million and RMB 30 million in such sectors, which is not included in our fiscal year 2017 guidance. Please keep in mind that this guidance is based on our own internal projections, and we will continue to evaluate our projections on an ongoing basis. With that, I'd like to turn it over to our Chairman and CEO, Mr. Kevin Ma, to provide some more details on our growth strategy and outlook for first fiscal year 2017 and beyond.
Thank you, Shelley. One of the company's primary growth drivers in the coming quarters will be our ability to further develop and monetize new business relationships with a focus on growing our core testing services business in fiscal year 2017. On slide 13 of our presentation is a list of some of our overall growth strategies. We made some strong progress on this front in first quarter 2017 with a successful conversion and delivery of the qualification exam for housing and urban rural construction field professionals for Sichuan and Ningxia province, as well as the other more recent new clients wins that Shelley touched on. We continue to have a positive outlook on fiscal year 2017, particularly given the strong first quarter 2017 results ATA was able to achieve. While the loss of the ACC exam in calendar years 2016 to 2017 did have some impact on our business during the period and will continue to have a impact on the remaining quarters of this fiscal year. We are confident that our new business efforts will offset the majority, if not all, of any negative impact. We believe that by leveraging our increased brand recognition following ATA Online's new third board listing, reputable organizations will increasingly recognize ATA as the number one provider of advanced testing technologies in China, which will only serve to increase our company's new business pipeline. Over the course of the past few months, ATA Inc. and ATA Online have made strategic investments in a number of innovative education campaigns we believe will help accelerate the growth of our core testing service business. We recently announced ATA's strategic investment in Langbo, an online English language education company in China. This investment allows us to continue exploring growth opportunities in China's online education market as our company takes advantage of Langbo's expertise in content creation and adaptive learning technology focusing on online English language education. In addition to Langbo, ATA increased its investment in SATEC, the provider of ACT exam-related technologies and services in China behind the CECE ACT and CECE TOEFL products. We believe this additional investment will be advantageous in ATA's efforts to break into the international studies market. We also announced that ATA made a strategic investment in Applied Square Education and Technology Corporation Limited, a China-based education technology company focused on academic solutions and resources for higher education communities. With this investment, ATA expects to work closely with Applied Square's management team to further develop its platform and business relationships and to benefit from Applied Square's expertise in education technologies, data analysis, data mining, and information sorting and matching. Continuing its expansion into the K-12 and other online education markets, ATA also made a strategic investment in Empower Education Online LLC that operates its self-development leading web-based virtual classroom platform in China. We expect this investment will provide ATA with increased access to various types of students and enhance the brand name exposure to this audience that may go on to take assessment exams administered by ATA, which will prove valuable to growing ATA's core testing services business over the long term. Our subsidiary, ATA Online, made a strategic investment in two education companies. The first is Medicine Education Technology Limited, a China-based online education technology company focused on training and exam preparation for the sectors of medicine, pharmacy, and healthcare. Most recently, we announced that ATA Online have made a strategic investment in Beijing Fuhua Huitong Education Technology Corporation Limited, which expects to collaborate with the Open University of China on degree and non-degree education programs. ATA continues to explore growth opportunities in the K-12 education assessment and corporate recruitment sectors by leveraging the company's core competence in advanced psychometric knowledge and testing technologies. We will keep investors apprised for our efforts here. We continue to work on the provisionally announced private placement for our subsidiary ATA Online and will keep the investment community apprised for any developments in this area as we move forward.
With that, operator, let's open it up for any questions.
Certainly. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your touchtone telephone. If your question has been answered or you wish to withdraw your question, press star followed by two. Press star one to begin. Thank you. Okay, again, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, it's star one on your touchtone telephone. Thank you. Okay, we have no questions for you, so I'd now like to hand back to management.
Thanks again to all of you for joining us. If anyone has questions for us, please feel free to reach out directly to us or our investor relations firm, the Equity Group. We look forward to speaking with you all again during our second quarter 2017 fiscal financial results call. As always, we welcome any visitors to our office in Beijing. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes your conference call for today. You may now disconnect. Thank you for joining and enjoy the rest of your day.